29th, 2018 morning session of the Portland City Council. Welcome, everybody. And Sue, if you could please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Here.
Udaly.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Fish. Wheeler.
Here. Good morning, legal counsel.
Welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during the City Council meetings so everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the council clerk's office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, a yellow light goes on. When your time is done, a red light goes on. If you are in the audience and would like to show your support for something that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express that you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Disruptive conduct, such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations, will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave a meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Very good. Thank you. Before we get to communications, just one housekeeping item. We'll read it later in the agenda, but if anybody is here specifically for item 921, ratifying a successor collective bargaining agreement between the city and the PPCOA, that is going to be moved off of the agenda today. So if anybody is here specifically for that, I just want to give you a heads up. First up is communications, and it's my understanding, Sue, that items 902, 3, and 4, the individuals would like to come up together as a group. Is that correct?
Correct.
Very good. Thank you.
Item 902, 903, 904, request of Gary Coons, Shelley Caldwell, and Andrew Pritchard to address council regarding Oregon Air National Guard overhead descent landing maneuver.
Come on up.
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
The microphones slide around about this much distance. Seems to work okay.
Bear with me. I'm a little bit new at this, but my name is Gary Coons. I'm a Portland native. I went to school in Portland. I've retired from the Bonneville Power Administration. I'm here today representing the East Columbia Neighborhood Association. I'm the Neighborhood Association chairman.
Really?
So, Mayor Wheeler, members of the City Council, thank you for the opportunity to testify. Today, we're here to request your assistance in dealing with the Port of Portland and the Oregon Air National Guard. Since May last year, North and Northeast Portland neighborhoods have been involved with a test and evaluation of a spiral-down landing pattern the Oregon Air National Guard wants to implement. The pattern has been tested before and always rejected at the west end of PDX, most recently in 2002. It was the port that rejected the maneuver because it increased noise within neighborhoods close to PDX, and it introduced noise to neighborhoods that previously had none. I've given the clerk 7 copies of a letter from 2002 written by the Port of Portland where they reject the Oregon Air National Guard's request for this maneuver. Working through the PDX Citizen Noise Advisory Committee, neighbors and neighborhood-related groups submitted petitions, letters, and testimony that convinced the committee to recommend restrictions on this landing maneuver. Upon receiving those recommendations, the Oregon Air National Guard decided to reject those they didn't like. This landing pattern causes the fighter jets to pass as low as 400 feet above our homes while making a hard turn. It is startling and loud. I'm requesting that you reach out on a government-to-government basis and ask that the advisory committee recommendations be followed. It is wrong to introduce this industrial-level activity to our residential setting. It is wrong to run a year-long public process and then reject the outcome because it isn't what the guard wants. This will destroy the public's faith and confidence in our form of government, and I would be happy to come in and meet one-on-one with any of your staffs and bring details to their attention. And I've got a quick demonstration to illustrate what I'm talking about. Hey, I'm going great.
Can we hold that?
So here's a large visual of the PDX area. And a conventional landing would line up on the runway about 10 miles out, and they come in and land on the runway. The Oregon Air Guard has typically done this line up way out here and come into the runway. And the new maneuver is to bring four aircraft. It's too cumbersome. Assume this is four. In at 250 knots, 2,500 feet, and at the end of the runway, the first airplane breaks off in a spiral. 5 seconds later, the second airplane breaks off in a spiral. Then the third, then the fourth. When they're landing in an eastern flow that is coming from the west, the third and fourth airplanes on this end of the airport actually overfly Cully. But these conceptual patterns that are shown here are roughly what they do. I put on some dots. The guard would typically be at 300 feet above the river at this red dot if they were coming straight in. In this new pattern, they are going over my home, my neighbor's homes, lots of our homes, and they're about 400 feet up. Although they've throttled back to a fast idle, you hear the turbine noise, you hear the airframe noise, you do hear some thrust noise, but it is gosh darn startling. It is not as loud as a takeoff, but suddenly they pop up over your neighbor's roof, they pop up over the neighbor's trees, whammo! You've got the F-15 right there, it's visible for about 5 seconds, and I guess my time's up. Yep. Then it goes down over the neighbor's house.
Thank you.
My name is Shelley Caldwell. I'm the chair of the Woodlawn Neighborhood Association, and I'm here because we've got several members in our community that have approached me for answers as to why this is happening and why they're being woken up and startled and left shaken by the noise. So I'm just here supporting this, the idea that we should encourage the Air National Guard to not be doing this.
To the esteemed members of Portland City Council, thank you for your service as guardians of the public's ears. Please know that you have the opportunity to improve the quality of life for thousands of Portlanders, and it wouldn't even take a dime out of Portland's budget. My name is Andrew Pritchard, and I've lived in the Cully neighborhood for a dozen years. As the founder and spokesperson for NoJetsPortland.com, I have sought to increase knowledge and awareness about the issue of OCDAs over our homes and schools. This is, amongst other things, a public health issue, and I'm convinced that if more people know what is going on and people could imagine their own neighborhood and schools underneath a brand new flight path, we could bring a stop to these industrial noise polluting practice maneuvers over civilian residential areas. Therefore, my colleagues and I ask that City Council take action. Please have the Government Relations Office contact the Oregon Air National Guard and ask them to follow the recent recommendations of PDX's Citizens Noise Advisory Committee. The OCDA, the Overhead Continuous Descent Approach, is a complicated, convoluted issue. Some people think that we oppose the Guard's activities or their fighter jets in general. Let me be clear, this is not the case. We support the Guard's mission and understand and appreciate the important work they do, as well as the unique fact that there is a military base at a major civilian airport. However, many Portlanders, including the neighborhoods of Cully, Concordia, East Columbia, Roseway, Sumner, Woodlawn, and Piedmont, specifically object to the Guard's use of the OCDA over civilian residential areas. They all say no to a practice that fundamentally alters the soundscape and psychological landscape of the city. Portlanders have a decades-long track record of opposing the use of the OCDA because it's not appropriate to establish a new military flight path over historically unaffected areas, and it establishes an industrial practice in residential areas. For decades, the Guard was mission combat ready and practiced the OCDA elsewhere, and it can do so again. The Guard's actions speak louder than its words. Its push to expand the use of a maneuver that has been officially opposed by the neighborhood associations of the impacted areas belies its role as a good neighbor that says the right things. The Guard claims to care about public process and community feedback, but at the end of the day, it once again blatantly ignored the desires of Portlanders, your constituents, and did whatever it felt like in doing in spite of a lengthy public process. Who will keep the Guard in check? Incrementally, the Guard is flying the OCDA more frequently and over more people. For surrounding communities, it's death by a thousand cuts. When does it stop? When is enough enough? By its own admission, the Guard's justifications for using the OCDA in Portland are its convenience and budgetary considerations. The Guard is compromising the peace and quality of life for thousands of Portlanders in order to protect the peace and our quality of life and save on gas money. It doesn't make sense. Why does this matter? Noise pollution. It's real. The World Health Organization agrees. At the Citizens Noise Advisory Committee, Portlanders testified that the noise pollution caused by the OCDA causes physical, mental, and psychological issues. It can trigger PTSD. People can't work from home or hear themselves think. In my home, the low-flying fighter jets shake floors, windows, and walls and induce the awful sensation of your chest cavity and skull vibrating. It feels terrible, and I know I'm not the only one who has lost a lot of sleep because of the OCDA. Put yourself in someone else's shoes just for a moment. Just imagine if the Oregon Department of Transportation built a highway overpass directly over your home and did so without your consent and without compensating you. How would you feel? What if the Oregon Air National Guard flew a brand new flight path over your home, a home that was nowhere near military flight paths when you chose to move there? What happens when the next generation of fighter jets, which have even louder noise signatures, come to PDX? Without consent and without compensation, you would feel violated because your rights as a citizen are being abrogated in the interest of saving gas money or bureaucratic inertia. You would feel violated, as I do now, because the sovereignty of your home, your little slice of the American dream, is being sacrificed. The OCDA is an industrial practice that is incompatible with residential settings. It is a failure of imagination of leaders to not see that the practice of these maneuvers is unacceptable, whether through or above civilian residential neighborhoods. Just because the OCDA occurs hundreds or thousands of feet above your head doesn't make it acceptable. Now's the time to address the evergreen issue of social equity. The OCDA usually does not occur over the wealthiest neighborhoods. The Cully neighborhood, which bears the brunt of the negative effects of the OCDA, is the most diverse neighborhood in the entire state. Many people in this lower-income neighborhood don't have the means, knowledge, or skills to engage with the public process and stick up for themselves. The guy who runs the site, the Cully Tire Fire, is somehow still in business. Now the Guard says it will expand its use of noise-polluting maneuver. Is there any regulatory oversight for those who pollute in Cully? Marginalized communities are no less deserving of a noise pollution-less quality of life. Portland deserves to be treated equally, regardless of color, wealth, or class. Thank you for considering that the Council take action with regard to this and make the recommendations of Portland's Citizens Noise Advisory Committee. You can make a real difference in the lives of Portlanders for years to come. Your help is appreciated.
Thank you. And I know Commissioner Udaly wanted to say something in a moment, but could I ask you just a couple of follow-up questions?
Yes, absolutely.
So to be clear, my question should not imply that I'm not going to get involved or that I don't care. I'm truly asking these questions out of curiosity. So the Oregon National Guard is a branch of state government. Is that correct?
Yes. That's my understanding.
That is my understanding as well, that it would be a branch of the Oregon Military Department. And my next question would be, have you had a chance to meet with any of your state representatives on this subject? Because
yes.
I believe the airport is in the House Speaker's district, if I'm not mistaken.
I've met with Senator Lou Frederick. Okay. I've been in touch with him, and we have also had personal contact with the new base commander of the 142nd Air Wing.
And what was the – were your conversations productive?
We basically discussed our concern about our perception of the issue, and that due to the lack of institutional knowledge there, our concern is that the next base commander, a couple of years down the road, is going to come in and say, hey, why don't we just do this thing more often and more frequently, not realizing that the community over the past couple of decades has said, no, we don't like this. We've already been through this. Please stop doing this. And so what's to stop them from in the future doing that? And so I think we made our point clear on that, but it's not something, anything that he will put in writing. We asked him to make those commitments in writing, and the Guard said no.
Okay, and just one final question. The maneuver that you're describing is a new maneuver, is that correct? And why are they doing it? I wasn't really clear on why
they are. So the overhead continuous descent approach, it's basically this corkscrew landing maneuver. The reason they do it and practice it is for landing in battlefield scenarios or on aircraft carriers. It helps them to avoid getting shot out of the sky if they're under enemy fire instead of just, you know, a long straight-in thing, which historically they've always been part of the same airflow traffic as Alaska Airlines and Delta and United and whoever else, but they want to practice this one specific thing that makes their landing pattern bulge out into civilian residential areas. And that's what we very specifically object to.
Okay. But they've done it before.
They've done it before, and they've done it for a few years now, but they want to expand its use of it now to, his neck of the woods.
Well, they attempted it in the 80s, and it was too loud. They tested it over the East Columbia area of Portland in 2002. It was too loud. The port rejected it. And now they've come back and tested it over that area again.
And in fact, we're going to give you copies of a letter from the guy who was the head of the Port of Portland, of the airport, Steve Schreiber, where he said this is not acceptable now or at any point in the future.
Does the port have control over this issue then? Do they play a regulatory role?
The port is
yes
the airport
no.
proprietor. Can make recommendations to the FAA. I believe we're getting a runaround from the port. The port tells me, and I've met with them several times, that the guard will do what they want. Yet in the 2002 letter, we see that Steve Schreiber was going to recommend to the FAA that the maneuver not be allowed. We believe that it's the FAA that's the controlling agency, not the port, but the port can recommend. And we don't believe that the guard gets to do whatever they want unless the FAA approves it.
I see. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate those clarifications. Commissioner Daly.
So thank you for coming. I live in Woodlawn. I do not live in the flight path, but I have experienced this in other parts of the neighborhood, and it is truly alarming. So I definitely sympathize. It sounds like you know. And just for everyone, for clarity's sake, the City of Portland and our noise office has no jurisdiction over any noise related to aircraft in flight.
Yes.
However, I can certainly tap my resources to support you however I can. And I do have some follow-up questions. I don't want to take up too much more time. But if you could connect with Jamie Duhamel, my staff over there, I'll have some follow-up questions. It is my understanding that it is the Port of Portland that has jurisdiction, but to
be brief, it's a really confusing, yeah. convoluted alphabet soup of acronyms,
yes.
and who has jurisdiction and right.
Yeah.
I don't think the council has time this morning to
yeah.
talk about it, but
we
came here today to stoke your interest in
yeah.
the subject, and we'd love the opportunity to come in and talk to you and educate you more about the subject.
Yeah, and I'd be happy to raise the issue with the speaker
yeah.
as well. So thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
That was
thank
very
you.
Informative. Thank you. Next individual, please.
Item 905, request of Francis Quimps to address council regarding fostering civility.
Before you speak, thank you, by the way, for providing us written testimony. It is my understanding, and I'm looking at legal counsel, that we cannot use graphic language because we have an FCC license as we are broadcasting. So if maybe we have the written testimony, if you could maybe abridge or...
allude?
Not,
I'm happy to do that.
I appreciate that. Thank
you. Okay. Good morning, and thank you for your time. My name is Frances Quimps. I've been a citizen here since 1997. I have gone ahead and spoke with the Human Rights Commission here about this issue, and I have asked them to relay my thoughts that I shared with them that I'm sharing with you today. And I'd also say I am more than happy to work with anyone, anywhere on this topic and issue. I am here today to plead for you, our leaders, to be better examples of civility. Today, I fear for my wife's safety. In the last 6 months, my wife has been harassed in the vicinity of her workplace 3 times. Forgive my language, and I'm going to try to alter it as best as I can. We had, she experienced a transgender person calling her an effing D-Y-K-E. We had an elderly woman scream coexist at her as she was being followed, and a black man referred to my wife as a long-nosed white B-word, an F-word, F-A-G-G-O-T, He called her an it. He screamed, "I hate white people," and threatened to F her up, while bystanders stood by and said nothing. Mr. Wheeler, you asked for an administration and leader that cares for all citizens and cares for safety of families. Yet my family today, because city leaders seem more interested in partisanship and pet projects, is less safe today. Respecting citizens includes trying to protect them from undocumented rapists and criminals, needles left in family yards and parks, and not inhibiting citizens and workers from moving about safely due to occupations and rampant homelessness. I believe I speak for what we call a silenced majority when I say we want a mayor and city council who listens and doesn't pretend to speak for all Portlanders. We want a city council who takes the first step to reach out to those whom they may disagree and explore ways to work together. Do you want your legacy to be one of new residents leaving for fear of safety, long-term residents turned into second-class citizens so that those who yell the loudest can intimidate an entire neighborhood, and minorities harassing and hating other minorities? We need leaders who foster civility and delight in working with creative and diverse ideas so that our city can be an example to this country of respectful discourse and listening without prejudice. I know all of you work hard, and I do thank you for it. I simply ask for you to consider these words and do your best to make every citizen here, me, my wife, and everyone, including those you disagree with, to feel welcomed again. Then we can truly have a city we can all be proud of and a safer community to be a part of. Thank you again.
Thank you. Appreciate your coming in. That concludes communications. Have any items been pulled from the consent agenda, Sue?
Items 907 and 908.
907 and 908. Please call the roll on the remainder of the consent.
Salzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The consent agenda is adopted. Next item is time certain 906.